Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we are back. Dave Mona with Dave Lee on this special salute edition of the Sports Huddle to our good friend Sid Hartman. And if you're a fan of the Masters, NCAA Final Four, numerous other things on television, CBS TV in particular, you're familiar with our next guest, the national sportscaster of the year, five times. Jim Nance, welcome so much to the show. I just think of you and Sid together, and probably most of those thoughts go back to all those Final Fours when you both had great seats.
Yeah, we crossed paths so many wonderful times, and I've been thinking about the great man every day since last Sunday, and I can only imagine, too, what the feeling is right there in the Twin Cities, because he was just such a huge part of the community, the sports community. And it's hard to imagine major events or just week to week events without Sid or this show or, you know, all of his columns, he was still banging out up to the end. Amazing.
Yeah, there may be no perfect way to go, but when you reach 100.5 and you have a byline column on the day in which you die, I think Sid would probably say that's the way he wanted to go out. But, Jim, he was a larger-than-life guy. I would go to Final Fours with him, and I would walk with him, and it was a lesson in visibility because I'd be alongside of him, and no matter where we went, people who I recognized immediately being major figures on the national scene many times would approach him before he approached them. He was truly iconic at those events.
Well, that's part of his gift, was that he knew all the biggest figures in the world of sports, and they all respected him. And it's a special talent. I mean, there's never going to be anybody like that again. You know, the old cliche, and Sid didn't like cliches any more than I do, but they don't make them like they used to. They'll never make one like Sid again. And my heart grieves for just the next time I come to your community, and I'll be looking around for him. And you mentioned all these Final Fours. I can remember, I've been doing the Final Four for 35 years, and I first came to Minneapolis for a Final Four in 92. That's when Duke went back-to-back and beat the Fab Five Michigan in the championship game. And I could remember being at the shoot-around on Friday at the old Dome. And Sid came over and, like, said hello. And, you know, he was like, you think about it now, he would have been 72. 2 years old, I guess, because his birthday's in March.
Yep, right.
So, you know, he was like an old guy to me, but, like, he was already, like, this huge figure. Like, I couldn't believe that when he sat down, he knew everything about my career, which was in its eighth year at the network at that time. And I was just completely dazzled by the fact that I was talking to Sid Hartman. And from there, you know, I had occasionally appear on this show, and I've been through, as you said, through your great cities so many times, whether it's for Vikings games or regional NCAA tournaments or the Final Fours that came back. you know, several times. Oh, one, it was back again, and just recently another time. I stayed in touch with him. This was not a week by week or a monthly thing, but I would hear from Sid every once in a while. It was always such an honor that he would take the time to visit with me. I just couldn't believe it. And then most recently, the Final Four in 2019, which was the championship won by Virginia. I had the occasion to go speak before this great gathering. It's called the Dunkers. You know all about it. Dave, I know you know about it. And Sid and his incredible friend, my incredible friend, Bob Hagen, introduced me. And it was, you know, you got there at like 6:30 in the morning on Friday of the Final Four. And man, just Sid was like related to everybody in a sense. Everybody felt like he was a part of their family. And I just can't even imagine going back the next time for a Vikings game or whatever the occasion will bring me there, a golf tournament, without Sid being there. It'll be really hard to comprehend.
The Twin City Dunkers traces its roots back to 1948. The meeting you're talking about was the largest attended meeting in the history of the group. And Sid, I think every day of the week said, I want to make sure I got the time right. I'm going to be there at 6:30. Well, Sid, you don't really need to be there till 10 to 7, 7. No, I'm going to be there at 6:30. And it was so important to him. And, you know, he valued that relationship with you. And I remember on the road to the Final Four, you said something in a broadcast, I think maybe in the semifinal round, about coming to Minnesota and seeing Sid Hartman, who was celebrating his 99th birthday. Sid was so proud of that. We were on the radio, and he, you know, Sid had a relatively large ego, but he was so flattered that on a national broadcast, of all the things that you could have added, you said something about him, and it meant so much to him.
Oh, it makes me feel so good. Thank you for sharing that. His birthday always fell during, I mentioned it, I believe, in the regional week leading up to the Final Four. I can't wait to get to Minneapolis. I'm telling Bill Rafter in Grand Hill, and, you know, one of the things I mentioned that I look forward to is catching up with my old friend Sid Hartman. But his birthday would always fall during the Big Ten tournament. So, you know, this year, unfortunately, the COVID thing hit the week of the Big Ten tournament. And I was on my way to Indianapolis when I got waved off and told to go back home because the tournament had been canceled. And that was the weekend of his 100th birthday. But I mentioned his 99th birthday the previous year at the Big Ten tournament. And I think I did it the year before too. And it all gets back to Bob Hagen. And, you know, they just don't, there aren't relationships like that in sports anymore. And I'm a guy that loves a lot of traditions, that some of the best traditions that live on through time, whatever the sport might be, a tradition unlike any other. I think I may have said a time or two in my life, but I just saw a friendship there that was so incredibly special. Here's a guy that served the Minnesota Vikings in Bob for so many years with such distinction and dignity and class, and same goes too with his relationship with all the media and the national media, and the way that he, you know, he kept Sid involved and looked after him as a friend. There's a book or a movie there. There really is. I really believe that. I think it's a really special, you know, Tuesday with Maury kind of a real story there. And I admired it and respected it for so long to see how Bob and others, particularly Bob, what I saw, lifted Sid on his shoulders. I don't think he would ever live to the age that he did, 100 years and a half, if it wasn't for people like him. And I know there were others, but I saw it firsthand, the love that Bob and Sid had for one another. And I know there were others, and that community lifted this remarkable man on their shoulders. And that's why we had him for so long. That's the way the world's supposed to be. We're supposed to be lifting people up, not tearing them down. You know, we're supposed to be looking for the strengths of other people and the goodness in other people, and not their weaknesses. And that's what I saw when I saw Sid. I saw the others around him, like you guys. Like you guys. I know you did. And you gave him a reason to live. And his mind was unbelievable to still be able to make every sports team and university still feel like he had an eye on him, and he did. But it's a love story, really. In the end, Sid Hartman living to 100. It's a great story. It's a love story.
Jim Nance, I can't thank you enough for coming on. We're going to have Brent Musburger and Tom Brokaw later in the show. Everyone has their Sid stories. We appreciate yours. You mentioned Bob Hagen a couple of times. Bob will join us at the 10:13. He's going to be telling the Sid Hartman print story again, which if you've never heard that is absolutely one of those stories that made Sid the legend that he was. And we know you've got a busy schedule, but we appreciate your joining us.
I'm in New England. I'm actually at a hotel looking out at the stadium about 50 yards away, 49ers and the Patriots. But this made my day. So thank you for having me on. And thank you to Minneapolis, St. Paul, all the surrounding areas, and for all the folks who gave the rest of us an example of how we're supposed to treat one another. The humanity in Sid's life by your community is something I will never forget and cherish, and always will color the way that I look at Minnesota with a very special and kind heart. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you
for having me on and letting me have Sid in my life a little bit too. He was an important, wonderful friend. Thank you, guys.
Jim Nance, thank you so much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,